The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Margarita Maya, PhD. Spinraza may restore development of motor neurons in SMA children. Spinraza, or nusinersen, may restore the normal development of motor neurons, the nerve cells responsible for making muscle cells work, in children with spinal muscular atrophy, particularly those who start treatment early, a study found. Besides getting motor neurons back onto their developmental trajectory, Spinraza also may slow their degeneration. Our findings move the field forward in understanding the developmental aspect of childhood-onset motor neuron diseases, the researchers wrote. The study, Axonal Excitability Changes in Children with Spinal Muscular Atrophy, treated with nusinersen, was published in the Journal of Physiology by a team in Australia. People with SMA do not make enough of the survival motor neuron, or SMN protein, needed for motor neurons to function properly. Spinraza, a therapy developed by Biogen that is approved for all types of SMA, works by allowing cells to make more of SMN. For children, taking Spinraza can mean being more likely to meet motor milestones, such as holding their head up, rolling over, sitting, or standing, and to survive than those going without treatment. Importantly, the magnitude of clinical benefit is associated with early initiation of treatment, the researchers wrote. While some of its clinical benefit occurs by keeping motor units, the combination of individual motor neurons and the muscle fibers they innervate healthy, it is not known whether Spinraza also acts on axons. An axon is the portion of a nerve cell that carries electrical impulses to another neuron or other cells. To shed more light on this question, the researchers decided, as a first step, to look at how electrical impulses in axons change in children with SMA before starting treatment. They measured axonal excitability, or the ability to respond to a stimulus and fire a signal, of the median nerve in the wrist of two groups of children. The study included 24 children with SMA types 1 through 3, and at a median age of 6.8, ranging from 4 months to 16 years old. They had been diagnosed with the disease for a median of about 5 years, and all were symptomatic. It also included 71 age-matched healthy children as controls. While the pattern of axonal maturation was similar in these two groups, children with SMA showed decreases in the ability of axons to respond to a stimulus and generate an electrical impulse, indicating delays in axonal maturation. The greatest delays were seen in early childhood, or in children 3 years old and younger. Whilst motor axons continue to mature in SMA, developmental delays occur especially in early childhood. Concurrently, motor axons actively undergo degeneration, the researchers wrote. Compared with controls, the axons of children with SMA also took longer to recover after firing a signal, meaning the cells needed to wait longer until they were able to respond to a new stimulus. In turn, the ability of muscle cells to respond to a motor nerve decreased. Axonal loss and functional abnormalities of motor axons are evident in children with SMA, with changes established early in development, the researchers wrote. These processes persist into mid and late childhood, but developmental patterns were sustained in surviving peripheral motor axons in SMA, similar to healthy children. Next, the researchers looked at how 18 of the children with SMA responded to Spinraza treatment over time. They found that Spinraza increased the ability of axons to fire signals, as well as the ability of muscle cells to respond to a motor nerve, with the most obvious changes seen in younger children who started treatment early. Overall, nusinersen, or Spinraza, restores the developmental trajectory of motor axons, reducing degeneration, especially in children with early treatment initiation, the researchers wrote. These findings also support the importance of newborn screening for SMA, the team added. Our study indicates that capturing the developmental potential of the motor axon and reversing axonal degenerative processes to promote axonal maturation and survival, respectively, are also time-dependent, the scientists concluded. And this provides a further rationale for clinical frameworks, such as newborn screening for SMA, as a gateway for early screening, diagnosis, and therapeutic intervention of the condition.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. For the past few years, I've been functioning with a skeleton crew where my caregivers are concerned. Honestly, I prefer it that way, but it's getting tough, especially with new regulations and the job market the way it is. At this point, I don't know what to do. The way it works with my PCA agency is that I find, train, and schedule the caregivers, and the agency does the paperwork. Frankly, I don't mind the hands-off approach. However, this time around, some guidance would be helpful. Politics aside, the vaccine mandate is giving me sleepless nights. The agency just sent out an email stating that to be in compliance, workers are required to be vaccinated by January 10th. No specifics were given on what happens if they aren't, other than to say they may receive disciplinary action. 3/4 of my staff aren't vaccinated. Only one is making arrangements to do so. Where does that leave me? The obvious answer is to have vaccinated staff. If it was that easy, I would have done it a long time ago. With wage restrictions, it's just not that easy. Not to mention, with the specialized nature of the job, it's not for everyone. So this leaves me in a bind. I'd love to just sit back and watch how it all plays out, but when my life hangs in the balance, I can't. But I'm at a loss at what to do. How's the situation for you guys? Any words of wisdom? I'd love to hear about how you guys are dealing with the caregiver crisis. Let me know over on the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. But that's all I have for you guys today. We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.